cold silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a cold of silence and it can't go on.
I'm Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on Friday the 27th of March 2009. I always start off the show for the newcomers. Look into cuttingthroughthematrix.com website. You'll find lots of talks I've given in the past where I try to show you the big picture of the forces that really run this world, and I give you the outline of their agenda. It truly is an agenda, and they have never backtracked on their plans in the past. And they're taking it as into what they call their brave new world. We were totally controlled. And they have pretty well every prime minister and president across the planet sewn up and on board with the rest of the pirates on this agenda. Also look into Alan Watt's sentinel.eu for transcripts of these talks, which you can print up, pass around to your friends, written in the various languages of Europe. And at cuttingthroughthematrix.com, you can buy my books, CDs, DVDs, and so on. And that keeps me going, or you can donate to me. There's PayPal, there's different methods. I accept checks as well. And for those who get the podcast and so on, and who don't want to look into the website, you can send PayPal to alanwattcuttingthrough@yahoo.com. And I'm going to give my address tonight as well for those, because I do understand it's passed around to a lot of people who are not even on the internet, and they get discs sent to them. I don't know where to send money or anything. And the address is Alan Watt, Site 41, Box 4, Estaire, that's Estaire, Ontario, Canada, P for Peter, 3, E for Elizabeth, 4, N for Nora, 1. Because things are really falling fast where I'm living right now. And when it's not enough to even get by, and that's pretty well the stage now, then, you know, we're looking towards the end of what I'm doing here. And I'm only here because you want me here, for at least for those who have helped in the past. And I all know it's time to just pack up and move on when I'm deeply, deeply in the red. I should tell people that I don't do this for the money, believe you me. If I was wanting money, I'd be off doing other things and it'd be flowing in like crazy. And I wouldn't be living in a little dump in Canada that I'm living in, where the Ontario government just upped all the taxes to 4 times the level of what the value of the little dump is worth. I came out to tell the public what was going on back in about 98 on radio. And I wasn't even sure if they were ready to accept it, because I understood the war that had already been done on their minds for their whole life. Scientific indoctrination, and then followed up, backed up by media, trivia, etc. I've gone through the Bernays techniques that were used from the early 1900s right through the 20th century. And these techniques are taught now to marketers that run your televisions, that make your movies, that do the predictive programming. It's taught to teachers. They're given toolkits to indoctrinate the children. They call them toolkits. On environmentalism and how much every life is a burden on the planet. This religion that's been created recently, although those who are pushing it at the very, very top, and by that I mean the top bankers and their foundations and their front NGOs, have had this particular religion and agenda for well over 100 years. You're seeing it manifest today under many guises, but it's prevalent all through society, and they're bringing us into a stage where you're going to control every facet, every single facet of your life. And you can't deal with these guys. There's no negotiation. I'll be back with more after these messages.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt. We're cutting through the matrix. And just trying to remind people that there is a firm, resolute agenda on the go with many NGOs, non-governmental organizations, well-funded, that will then go out on behalf of the big foundations and bankers who fund them to demand the changes that the governments want to hear. That's how the game is played. It's very simple. An average person doesn't realize where we're going. At one part of their mind, they do. Another part of their brain says, no, no one would do these awful things to us. And until you cross the line and realize that terrible things have already been done to you, and shortly, even the young will find out as they get older, maybe 20, 21, they're coming down with strange diseases and so on. You see, until you get past the unthinkable and accept that, you won't ever see it in the proper light as to what's happened to you and everyone else around you and those who've gone before. Total war was declared upon the public openly in books by big think tanks and foundations in the late 1800s and in the early 1900s and right through up to Charles Dalton Darwin and beyond him in the 1950s up to the present time. When these big boys talk about reducing the population, they don't make wish lists and send it off to Santa Claus. They belong to the powerful organizations, the bankers and so on. And they implement these schemes. As I say, you cannot tell the children you're killing them. And as we get killed off over the next 20, 30 years or so, there's going to be riots and so on, because before the economy was crashed, the big think tanks that worked for the military said there was going to be 30-odd years of riots. It's all part of the plan. All part of the plan. You see, we didn't set up this chessboard until you really realize that you're not even a player on it. You won't understand what's happening. In fact, many groups are being used right now to demand, as I say, the very things that the politicians want to hear. So they can implement the laws and say, the people have spoken. The world they're bringing you into is an Orwellian nightmare. Completely Orwellian. I'm not kidding about that. Schizophrenic, especially the transitory phase between what was the old system and the new system, where you'll be talking, just like the characters in 1984, about abstract nonsense that they give you to replace reality with, like greenhouse gases and stuff like that. Now, as I've said before, you cannot negotiate with the same crooks who screwed you so many times in all possible positions and they want to come out with a new deal for the world, the same boys, of course, in control. As I say, they're resolute. You've got a great white shark on your tail. You can't negotiate with them. Cannot be negotiated with. It's impossible. And they've never backtracked. They've gone round things and round things, but they always bring things back again. Bills we don't like, laws we don't like, they always bring them back again under guises or ram them through under omnibus bills. Bills that the politicians don't even read. And you want to keep that system going, do you? They've come out openly over the last few weeks. It's going on right now, too, with the Optimum Population Trust, that big NGO group foundation, of course, backed by the Rockefellers and Carnegie and Ford and Rothschild and all the rest of them, about having to drastically reduce the population. This is too many people for their liking. This is not because there's too many people. It's for their liking. We don't have purpose anymore. The livestock are superfluous. That's what they're telling you. And these characters have a religion up there. And they truly believe in it. that they are the most advanced and evolved species on the planet. And we down here are junk genes, the commoners. They truly, truly believe this. And they truly believe they therefore have the right to do with us as they wish. That was spelled out in Charles Galton Darwin's The Next Million Years, written in the 1950s, and acclaimed as a bestseller by all the big media. And of course, the media bosses are owned by people in the CFR and Royal Institute for International Affairs, private, elite organizations that run the world. The same foundations and so on that fund the other front foundations. They have lots of front foundations in all areas of life, but mainly to do with depopulation and what they call family planning worldwide. Because they really care. They really, really care about women's reproductive health. There's no negotiating with these people. You know, after World War II, 1946, I think it was, King George put out an inquest, a big inquiry. They had a big meeting that had to do with population control. World War II hadn't killed enough people off, you see. Hadn't done enough. That was out in the open. That's in the history books now. The same history books they want to throw out. I'll be talking about that later. As they revamp the education system to just eliminate history altogether. After all, it causes bad memories, brings bad things to the surface, and et cetera, et cetera. If you don't know the past, you're doomed. If you don't know who you're dealing with and who've run the past, you're doomed. And you don't go to the shark who's just bitten off your left leg to ask for help. The big boys have spent over 20 years building up internal armies across the planet in every country. You watch the militarization of police until you can't call them police anymore. They are a military. They're trained as a military. You couldn't rehabilitate these policemen to serve the communities or the people because the indoctrination they've had is too intense and too perfect. You'd have to fire them all in a new system and get new ones in who have not been contaminated with the indoctrination that the public are an enemy of the fraternity. Here's the big deal. The big new deal they're bringing in right now is they bring through all the other new deals under the guise of terrorism and so on and economic fallouts. No, the shock and awe principle, we were all stunned from 100 directions. And this is from Fox News, March 27th, 2009, by George Russell, a United Nations document on, and I hate this term, I even use it, climate change. I'll just call it the weather. That will be distributed to a major environmental conclave next week, envisions a huge reordering of the world economy, likely involving trillions of dollars in wealth transfer. Isn't that a plank of the manifesto, the Communist Manifesto, the redistribution of wealth? They never said it was all to the elite from you at the bottom, did they? Because governments create nothing except debt. We pay for everything. The taxpayer. Trillions of dollars in wealth transfer, millions of job losses and gains, was all, and again, in government sectors, the gains. New taxes, industrial relocations, new tariffs, taxes again, and subsidies, and complicated payments for, I hate to say, greenhouse gas. The farce. I'll just call it hot air. Complicated payments for hot air, abatement schemes, and carbon taxes. Do you realize we're carbon-based life forms? We're paying for living, for existing. That's the bottom line. This is all under the supervision of the world body. body, the world body, who voted this thing in, this monstrosity? You know, the public never even voted or got a chance to for the United Nations, the strange corporation that keeps spouting on about democracy when there's nothing democratic in its own setup. It says, those and other results are blandly discussed in a discreetly worded United Nations information note, a little note involving all of us, on potential consequences of the measures that industrialized countries will likely have to take to implement the Copenhagen Treaty. See? So, we're on a roll, on a complete roll, into this new world order. And we haven't had a say in anything. Just like most people in Europe had no say on the euro being introduced to take over their money. Just like most countries had no chance to vote, the people, that is, on their own destiny to do with joining the EU in the first place. And Mr. Sarkozy was on recently saying he doesn't believe the people should get the right to vote on that particular topic. It should be left to the politicians. Well, if we don't get it, this man, Sarkozy, was parachuted into France to become their prime minister, is on board with the pirates. He is their man. We won't get anything. I know something. So is Brown. And so was Blair before him. They always give you the bosses at the top of the parties, as Mr. Carroll quickly said. And we never catch on. We go back to the abuser who keeps promising us new deals. There, don't worry. I'll kiss it all better for you. Back with more after these messages.
This is Cascadia Public Radio.
Alan Watt, we're cutting through the matrix, reading an article from Fox News to do with the big new wonderful system that was planned to come in about now, probably about 100 years ago. The planning, that is. We're living through a script. And we adapt, you see, so quickly to everything. We're the most adaptable species on the planet. We can be adapted into any madness, in fact, according to the big boys and experts at the top in their own writings. It says here, those and other results are blandly discussed in a discreetly worded United Nations information note on potential consequences of the measures that industrialized countries will likely have to take to implement the Copenhagen Accord. Most folk don't even know what the Copenhagen Accord was. It says it's the successor to the Kyoto Treaty. Most folks sort of hear it with half an ear and it passes through. You know. After it is negotiated and signed by December 2009, the Obama administration has said it supports the treaty process if, in the words of a U.S. State Department spokesman, I mean PR, everything goes through PR people, they can't tell you the truth on anything. It can come up with an effective framework for dealing with global warming. Why don't they just make big, massive fans and cool the planet? What a joke. It's all a farce. Even though all the other experts say we're in a cooling phase, not warm, but they can't backtrack. Remember, they came out with this plan for global warming 30 years ago at the Club of Rome. Big think tank. That's why it's going to get utterly mad. You'll be standing up to your waist in snow, and this will be prattling on about global warming. I've had enough here this winter, more than most years. So have most other countries that get snow. The 16-page note obtained by Fox News will be distributed to participants at a mammoth negotiating session that starts on March 29th in Bonn, Germany, the first of three sessions intended to hammer out the actual commitments involved in, here's the very term I just used, and I used it yesterday, as I always give you, the New Deal. You see, you're at a gambling table, and you think you're winning sometimes, and then you start losing. You think you're winning, and you start losing, until you lost everything, because it's the same guy that deals the cards, you see. See, main guy you want to help you. In the stultifying language that is normal for important UN conclaves, negotiators are known as the Ad Hoc Working Group on Further Commitments for Annex I Parties under the Kyoto Protocol. They love protocols. Because, you see, the UN is the front organization for the big bankers. They set it up in the first place. Most of the big boys at the Royal Institute for International Affairs at the top, including Lord Milner, were bankers. They set up the League of Nations. They set up the United Nations to take over from it. And people should be demanding and protesting in front of the UN for its dismemberment. That's what they should be, because you see, that's to be the world government, where all laws and regulations come from. In fact, most of the laws and regulations you're living under now come from the UN and are put on the desks of what you think is your boss, the Prime Minister or President, and they just sign them into law. It says here, getting that deal done has become the United Nations' highest priority. Remember, this is a private organization, a corporation. It's not a country. It's not any elected parliament or Congress. It's run and pushed and financed by the boys who also own the big foundations that pay the NGO leaders. So the Bonn meeting is seen as a critical step along the path to what the UN calls an ambitious, you bet it is, an effective international response to weather changes, and is intended to culminate at the later gathering in Copenhagen. This is the farce we're going through. It's schizophrenic. As I say, you'll live through this, and even if you're freezing your butt off, they'll still be harping on global warming, until the general population start prattling on about it too. They're the ones that cannot think. They can only repeat what they're getting from the mainstream media. It's fantastic. Fantastic. And you know, as you go through the schizophrenia, you'll see all kinds of stupid, crazy, mad laws getting rammed down your throat. Because the ones at the top, technically, although they understand where they're going, they know that we'll go through this period of chaos. Lenin talked about it. He said the West eventually, towards the end of the millennium into the new, he said we'll go through a period where there are so many government bureaucracies making laws, they'll be fighting with each other, stepping over into each other's territory until everything is simply mad. The Washington Post, I thought this was a joke at first, the Washington Post, March 26, Michael Arrington at techcrunch.com. The California legislature is considering regulating the color of cars and reflectivity of paint to reduce the energy requirements to cool them. A presentation on the proposed legislation by the California Air Resources Board is below. The problem isn't the color per se, but the reflectivity of the paint overall, and dark colors just don't reflect well, so they're likely out. Jet black remains an issue. Back with more after these messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
I'm Alan Watt for Cutting Through the Matrix and discussing the beginnings of the madness, as they were told what to think, how to think, and actually believe the farces they hand us. Seriously, we have to be very serious when we're questioned about our beliefs on things. Do you believe in global warming? You'd be sent off to be reconditioned if you don't. This is all coming by these people who believe they have the right to to modify our behavior completely from birth to the grave. They call it, tongue-in-cheek, continuous education, as they upgrade you step by step through your entire life, like a computer being programmed. Updates, updates, updates. And you must forget the previous updates when the new ones totally contradict the last updates. That's what Orwell talked about. People should read 1984. It used to be taught in school. They should read it in school. To try and prevent this from occurring in reality. But now they're all onto other things and they're throwing history down the memory hole. I mentioned already about Sarkozy doesn't believe that people have the right to vote on such tremendous things of import, such as the various treaties for the Economic Union of Europe. But there's Europarl, a great group who've put up different videos from the EU Parliament on debates. And you'll hear Sarkozy saying this in his own words. I'll put the link up at the end of the show to go and listen to this and watch the charades that they go through. I also put up a link for the Prime Minister of Britain, Mr. Brown, who calls for the US and Europe in the Parliament of Europe. He makes a speech. You watch it. He said the US and Europe will lead the way for global governments. See for yourself. Did you know that's why you vote these people in? Did you know that's why you voted Obama in for global government? Did you know that? Did he mention that in any of his speeches? No, they never do. Because they're liars, you see. They're liars. They're born liars. That's why psychopaths are employed to be prime ministers and presidents. They don't bat an eyelid. You'll see Brown sitting there, the big smirk on his face, when the reality of what he did when he was the Chancellor of the Exchequer and pretty well sank the economy and make every mistake you could imagine. With this big grin on his face as he pushes for the next step of taking more wealth from everyone else, every other country, including Britain, and scattering it across the planet during this depression. Nothing fazes these psychopaths, but their bosses are still their bosses. And we don't vote their bosses in, these private organizations that own the banks and they own the foundations. They run under the guise of charities. Charities are now telling us what to do, how to behave, what to drive, or even drive at all. All to save the world, mind you. Where's democracy? We don't have it. We never did have it. The US was infiltrated an awful long time ago by the same system that already ruled Britain from the city of London. President Wilson was the first one to say that the US was a democracy. And his manager was Mandel House, who was responsible to Lord Grey, the go-between for the Royal Institute for International Affairs in England and London. They forget the US was supposed to be a republic with a fixed constitution. To stop this from happening, no one wants to discuss that. In fact, no politician takes it seriously, even though they've all committed treason. Jefferson, who certainly knew the system, and he knew the big boys, and he also knew the agenda in his own day, because he was accused at the time of joining the same clubs that Benjamin Franklin joined in France. And he said, when you see an agenda being continued between the changes of the houses in Congress from one party to the next every 4 or 5 years, when you see the same agenda continue, you will know you are under tyranny. And regardless of the parties and the fronts who go in there, they're all signing the same global agendas and United Nations agendas, one after the other. Because, you see, you are under tyranny. Governments that prepare for 20 years for internal strife mean that they're going to create the problems to bring on that internal strife, which also tells you that everything that happened to do with the takedown, financially, etc., was planned that way a long time ago. Logic, logic, logic. Afghanistan also, from the BBC News, is finding high concentrations of the depleted uranium in the people now. And just like Iraq, just like Iraq in Gulf War 1 and 2, they're having offspring that are deformed. It's amazing how they're killing off all those people that could be a problem down the road. The people who don't like to have this system or their religion altered. Remember, their religion is their way of life. But the God at the top, you see, the Novus Ordo Seclorum, says it will have no other gods before me. All competition is to be completely eradicated. And we're seeing it. And we see the effects, just like we see the effects of autism across the Western world, as they dumb us down and attack our brains. And yep, that's where the inoculations go, right to your little baby's brain. And the GP is all told, he's trained and he believes this. Don't worry, there'll be a fever. Where is it? It's in the baby's head. What's in the head? The brain's in the head. But the fever will leave after a few days. And guess what? An awful lot of the babies now who are up to the stage of saying Dada and Mama go backwards. And they just call it autism. It's the new autism. But those ones will be no problems to the society as they go under complete totalitarianism. Neither will most of the young boys who had leadership abilities who are all stuck now on Ritalin. See, I don't believe in coincidence theories. When they write about it and they tell you warfare techniques, including inoculations, Bertrand Russell said that we shall use the needle. That's what he said. In the 1950s, and since the 50s on, that's when it all plummeted. They have done it. They are doing it. And the GP can't take that vial apart, that inoculation, and analyze it. He hasn't got, he couldn't. He believes what he's told. It's all based on faith. And who makes the vaccines? The big pharma companies. Who owns the pharma companies? The same big bankers, the world bankers like Bayer, etc. The Rothschild Group. You want to trust them, do you? Well, it's your funeral. As I say, we are under tyranny. And we always fall for it. They gave them people Facebook, the Facebooks. You see, everybody puts their data up on the Facebook because it's free. It's free. And here is from the BBC. Social network sites are monitored. Social networking sites like Facebook's, etc., could be monitored. Now, we already admitted about 3 months ago it was monitored, you see. So it's a rehash. By the UK government under proposals to make them keep details of users' contacts. The Home Office, this is the big bunch, you see, that deal with terrorism and crime and all the rest of it. The Home Office said it was needed to tackle crime gangs and terrorists who might use the sites, but said it would not keep the content of conversations. Why are they monitoring the whole of the UK, Britain, the EU, America, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, France, Germany, Holland, Belgium, etc., etc., etc.? Every citizen is getting monitored under this farce of terrorism. It's a con game. For totalitarian control, everyone must be 100% predictable. That's what that's all about. Nothing to do with people coming in from outside to create terror. Ever was. And then John Dewey, the guy who came in from the Frankfurt School and so on, set up the American educational system, who said at the time, that eventually the purpose would be to eradicate history. That way there'd be no factions fighting each other because of past events. And again, this one here is from The Guardian. Pupils to study Twitter and blogs in primary schools shake up. The new curriculum will give teachers more freedom, more freedom. The Second World War and Victoria will not be compulsory. Children will no longer have to study the Victorian, Second World War, etc. Says, however, the draft plans will require children to master Twitter and Wikipedia. You know, Wikipedia, the official explanation. And give teachers far more freedom to decide what youngsters should be concentrating on in classes. The proposed curriculum, which would mark the biggest change to primary schooling in a decade, strips away hundreds of specifications about the scientific, geographical, and historical knowledge pupils must accumulate before they're 11 to allow schools greater flexibility in what they teach. It emphasizes traditional areas of learning such as phonics, the chronology of history, and mental arithmetic, but includes more modern media and web-based skills as well as a greater focus on environmental education. That's ideology, people. That's indoctrination with a philosophy, an ideology, a religion, if you like. This is so, it's planned across the board. Every facet of life has been covered here. And you want to negotiate with these people? As they brainwash the next generation to accept the different ways in which they, in turn, will be shafted. They will not negotiate at the top. They are resolute, and they're all on board, and they're going to back everything up with massive force. Now, I'll go to Jonas in Texas on the phone. So you're there, Jonas?
Hi. My name is Joe Blow, and I'll tell Alex Jones, his Jewish wife, and his son, Einstein.
Now, we'll go on to Antonio from Maryland. Hello, Antonio.
Yes, how you doing, Alan?
Not so bad.
Yeah, that's good. Maybe before everything reaches the bad point, maybe they can give you 2 hours instead of 1 hour on RBN.
Well, I don't know. That'll take for every hour upload I do, I'll take 4 hours on the satellite here, and I'm already paying through the nose just for the privilege of uploading all that stuff. And the money doesn't come in, and really isn't. There's thousands and thousands listening. But
yeah.
Most people now expect everything for free.
Yes.
See, there used to be other shows, too, where advertising, massive advertising, brings in a lot of money. I don't get paid by advertisers.
Yeah, that's a sad point that you just made.
It is, and as I say, if the people want to listen to other things, they're quite welcome to do it, and I will certainly get the point.
Yeah. Well, I would suggest that everyone help you every way they can, give you whatever they can. They may think that just a little bit is not enough and don't want to give and won't, but they really should give whatever they can.
Yeah.
I was calling concerning, I think it may be an interview that you had on another show where you were asked, I guess a lot of people call and ask you, what should we do?
Mm-hmm. I know. It is farcical. What they want to hear, I'll tell you what they want to hear. They want to hear something where we can keep the same system and fix it. Because, they do like how it is today for themselves. They don't want to face the fear of standing on their own 2 feet in a different system that might take years to evolve after mayhem. They prefer to go with the devil they know, even though the devil is intent on destroying them. Yeah.
Yep, you're headed right into what I was just here to say. You know, if you're afraid to lose anything, you have already lost.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
Yeah. And if they do not know what to do, then they'll never know what to do.
Yes.
Because there are many of us out there who know what needs to be done.
Mm-hmm.
And it's at that point that, getting enough people to know what it is that they need to do.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't do it over the Internet. You can't do it over the phone.
Yes. That's right.
You're going to have to do it in private. and you're going to have to do it with people you trust and know. It's becoming really it's really sad the way this country is going with the new laws and everything they have passed here recently, especially this new brown shirt law that they're passed with all the amendments that's been attached to it. And,
well, once it's on the books, as we know, they're going to make the mandatory service spread out and also be longer and longer and longer. This is how they're going to play the game. Yeah,
it's an indoctrination. It's an indoctrination scheme, and people don't understand it. And they need to understand that evil also is, evil is something that consumes. It's like fire. It consumes on your ignorance. When you feel defeated, anything that keeps you down, it feeds on it, and it keeps feeding on it. And people have to realize that if you don't follow them, and like you have said in the past, if you don't vote, no one went to vote, they'll get the message, and then we'll be able to do something. As long as people are willing to keep following, people are willing to keep adjusting to the new things they'll place in front of us, the new toys, new gimmicks, and we keep following along, we'll keep down the same path,
Adaptation.
They lay a breadcrumb down, the little birdie's going to pick it up, or should I say the piece of grass, the sheep will
That's right. It's adaptation, you see. We'll adapt to everything until it's all quite normal. Each time, adaptation, until every craziness is now normal, and we greet each other on behalf of sustainability. Hello, brother. And greetings and sustainability to you.
And they talk about that sustainability, and they don't realize it's not sustainability for you. They're talking about their sustainability.
That's right.
See,
there is no shortage of energy. There's no shortage of food, etc. They have cornered the markets for everything. They will create the crisis at the right time to bring us down in colors. That's what they're going to do.
All right. May I hold, or do you have another call?
Yeah, thanks for calling. I'll be back with more after the following break.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hi, folks. I am Alan Watson. This is Cutting Through Matrix. And we've got Daria from California on the line. Are you there, Daria?
Hi, Alan.
Yes.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. First, I wanted to say how unique and precious your books are, and I highly, highly recommend that everyone who is listening buys them and supports you. And also, I was going to ask you, what was your opinion on Alexander Solzhenitsyn? I mean, on one hand, he writes his famous trilogy, Gulag Archipelago, where he exposes the Soviet concentration camps that were all over Russia, Soviet Union. And on the other hand, I watched an interview with him back in 2001, and he's talking about the need for the New World Order and how this utopian one-world government would look after all the countries, basically. I was really shocked to hear that.
Yes, and I'm sure he was got that as well, or led into it, and or told them, see, the biggest thing you can have that they can use is your own ego. And once he became famous and popular, and he had lots of affairs and all the rest of it, just like a film star, and then they can get to you, if you're weak at all, and bring you in on board and present it to you in such a way that you might actually believe it. These guys are masters of persuasion, but they also give everyone a chance to be recruited if they can possibly use you.
Right, so you think they finally got him, huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because, I mean, if you cannot settle your own country's affairs and you give it to a global system that's so removed from you, so remote, in the EU, for instance, their parliament there, this isn't world government, this is European government, the average person or politician from Britain gets an average of 3 minutes per year to speak on behalf of the country.
Right.
It's impossible. Mm-hmm. You have a conglomerate tyranny running all those countries. In fact, Greece right now can't implement laws to help their people out of their depression because they're hamstrung by all the laws that the EU have put upon them. They can't move independently to help their people. So under a global system, remember the global system, too, is set up by the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, etc. And Rockefeller does nothing but fund the United Nations. His family gave them the land for the United Nations to be built on. They own it, lock, stock, and barrel. The UN will be the worst eugenics tyranny ever to be implanted on the planet.
Yeah, it's terrible. I was really shocked to hear that, but thank you so much.
Well, thanks for calling.
Yep, bye.
Bye now. And there's Steve from Chicago. There you are, Steve.
Oh, it's a Celtic.
Oh.
Celtic fairy. Sprinkle some fairy dust on me.
Okay, we'll go on to Derek from Philly. Yeah.
Hey.
Is Derek there?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can, yeah.
Hi, it's Derek. Yeah, that's... happens, I guess. I actually said today something weird happens every day.
Well, you see, you do have a lot of nutcases out there, and people,
yeah.
too.
They think they're being funny.
Yeah, they think they're funny because they're so silly. These are the boys who used to sit at the back of the classroom and show you little parts of their body, and the teacher would throw them raw meat once in a while to keep them quiet. You know,
yeah.
They've never grown up. They're still at that stage.
Yeah. Sad almost. And I feel like here if it really is helping people like them. But anyway, I just wanted to say, well, Ron Paul, everyone talks about how he's, you know, going out. He's an old man now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure there's going to be someone to replace him. And if there's ever a chance to vote for someone for a president or near you, the local person, vote for them. There's no reason not to. They can come get you, whatever. They're going to get you anyway if they want to.
That's right. And then, to be honest with you, the system's so corrupt that you can't fix it. That's the music come in. So from myself and Hamish from Ontario, Canada, it's good night. I mean, your God or your gods go with you.